Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw the declare of the Minchas Chinuch. What's the din if the goy is forcing a Jew to eat an avela? Otherwise, he'll kill him. And the Jew could get out of it by eating food that was produced by avodas shviyas, which is more cow. So, which avera should he do? Should he do the more chamer avera, which is being forced to do, so maybe that he should do because that's what he's being forced to do. Or no, do the Avera Kala that he's choosing to do, on the other hand, it's an Avera Kala. So maybe it's telling Machlokas Ravid and An that they argue in a case where says the Minchas Chinuch, that's what it's telling. Cholish Yishba Sakona and the Shabbos, so should you shech the chicken for him, which is more chamor, but that's what you need to do. That's what he needs to eat. He needs to eat kosher chicken. Or maybe not. You could ask a guy to kill an animal and he'll have an avela and it'll be a less chamer. So the Ran says to give him the avela. Do the lighter iser, even though that's not the issue. And the Ravid says, Ma pitom, do the more chamer iser because it's the issue here is Shabbos. Shabbos is standing in his way. Varaya, if it were in Shabbos, he wouldn't eat an avela. If it weren't Shabbos, he would shecht. So now that it's Shabbos, he also wants to shecht, and Shabbos is stopping him from shechting. But what he really needs to eat here is a kosher animal. So memela, you should do what he's being forced to do because of the onus, i.e. shecht the animal, even though it's more chamer. So the maisa says, the Minchas Chinuch, huadin, according to the Ravid, you should do the more chamorous of eating the nevela, if the guy is forcing you nevela, and you can get out of it by eating shviyas. And the Ran would all say, no, do the lighter as here, and that's not what he's forcing you to do. And we saw the Tashbitz, who says that explains the Ravid, who says that Shabbos is I made lefanav. He says, what do you mean Shabbos is I made lefanav? The problem is that he's sick, not Shabbos. The problem is that he's sick, that's why he has to eat. So the Tashbit says, no, that here he's also going to have to be mechal Shabbos out to nevela, because he's going to have to cook the nevela, and therefore Shabbos is mutter for him. So Shabbos is standing before him. Since anyway, you have to be mechal Shabbos, so Shabbos becomes like a weekday, and we don't have to go after other Asurim in order that Shabbos not be Mischalel. Just be Michal Shabbos already. That's the way the Tashbitz explains the Ravid, and therefore that calls a Shaykh Benin and Shalah Ravid. Where anyway, he's going to have to be Michal Shabbos. Anyway, he's going to have to be over the Yisr Chamer. But in our case, we have an Yisr Chamer and Yisr Kal. So we're ready to do the Yisr Kal, even according to the Ravid. So that says, in a nutshell, what we learned, Mashalamadu Bashura Kudem, what we learned in the previous year, and now B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to go weiter. So we have to mechadesh. This is again, it's based on the Torah Marbe Rabbi. I'm going to go to Ruchem Arat Shlita. We mechadesh Yisoid Gadol Bebir Achiluk Ben Geder Hutra LeGeder Dechuya, which we discussed also in the previous year. Shabbos Hutra Dechuya. The Yisroch Dechuya. If it's Hutra, so then you can do whatever you want. Completely mutter. But if it's the chuya, then you try to minimize the yisr. So we'd like to say a chiddush, what's pshat in the chiluk between the geder of hutra and the chuya? Yesh leva'er geder ha-chiluk bein hutra le-tchuya ba'ofen zeh. Can I explain it as follows? Pshuto, the geder of hutra and the chuya means she'akol koi ala gavri. It's all referring to the person. It's according to the man d'amar hutra, Hareza nechshav she'atoyri hitir legavro lavor aveira kadei lahatzil chayi Yisroel. It's all koyan the gavro, just according to the man d'amar hutra. It's as if the Torah was matir to the gavro to be over an Aveira in order to save the life of a Jew. So it's completely mutter. It's mutter for the Gaver to save the life of the Jew. What it means is that because she, with great difficulty, it became mutter, like Rashi says in Yuma Vav Amid Beis, the Aveira Kayemes, Ela Shatorat Sivta Alav Lahadif Hatzalas Chayim Ala Iser. So it's because she mutter, it's still an Aveira, and the Torah says to do the Aveira in order to save the life. So that's the machloikis. It's on the gavra. Is it completely mutter for the gavra? Is it bekoshi mutter for the gavra? However, it would appear that we can explain ofen achir, and andre ofen, as they say in Portuguese, that hutra is a din on the avere. Shebemakom pikuach nefesh. That in an instance where there's pikuach nefesh involved, there's no aveira. There's no aveira. And therefore the Torah never asked her this, because in makom pikuach nefesh, I never asked it to sue him, except for the drei greiser aveiros of kila rai shvichus tamen avodah zara. So, hutra is a din in the Hutra is a din in the Gavra, in the Avera. But there's no Avera. The Chuya is not a din on the Avera, because definitely when you're over on an Isser, there's a nice Isser. Just that Tzelos Chayitzol is Doicha the Isser, it's a din on the Gavra. Prefer his life to the Avera. So this is Gevaldik. So maybe that's the Machlekes between whether Shabbos is Hutra or the Shabbos is the Chuya. You say Shabbos is Hutra, that means that there's no Isser here. We say Shabbos is Dechuya, it means that there is an Isser, but we're letting the guy be over the Isser. Bekoshi, we let him do the Isser. There's an Isser, that's why it's Bekoshi, because there's still an Isser. But we're letting him be over the Isser. Hutra is that there's Pashat no Isser, that's why it's Hutra. The Baruch Tam in the Sefer Ateras Chachomim, at the end of the Sefer, in his Chedushim to Meseches Chulin, is Medayek from the Lashon of the Chan in Yuma, Sheladas Reb Yechanan Asandler, in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, Shemaisa Shabbos Asurim Min HaTorah. According to Reb Yechanan Asandler, at Maisa Shabbos, are aser min haTorah, in kacha, when the, we don't pass it that way, but that's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler in Baba Kama 71a. So, if so, when a chole eats from what they cooked for him on Shabbos, it's an aveira of Maisa Shabbos. Just machmas pikuach nefesh. It's a mutter for him to be over on this aveira. So that's the diuk in the lashon of the Ran in Yuma that we quoted. But according to Yochanan Asanda, the Maisa Shabbos or Asur Min HaTorah, when a chole eats from what was cooked for him on Shabbos, it's an aveira of Maisa Shabbos. Just machmas pikuach nefesh. It's mutter for him to be over on this aveira. So the Baruch Tam is medayek. That's dafka, according to the Mandi Amar, the Havei Dechuya. Havei Dechuya, yesh kan avera. V'matirim lo b'koshi lavor al avera. But lo l'mandi Amar Hutra. Mandi Amar Hutra, there's no avera at all. And what's the biur? The biur is that according on the tzad, that it's the chuya, what was misbashel b'shabbos, was misbashel b'aveiro. It was cooked, forbiddenly, if you will. Ella, shenitcha etzel pikuach nefesh. It was just pushed off because of pikuach nefesh. Because of pikuach nefesh, we were toicha the yisr. Oh, yes, yisr. It was cooked. This is Maisa Shabbos. It's usher to be nana for Maisa Shabbos. But it's mutter because it's nitcha, it's pikuach nefesh. Aval atzad, the have hutra, loinis bashel klal the aveira. According to the tzad, that it's hutra, wasn't misbashel ba'avera. Because the avera is completely mutter, it's not ma'aseh Shabbos b'chlal. It's not ma'aseh Shabbos. It's only ma'aseh Shabbos. It's only a ma'aseh that's mechal Shabbos if it's dechuya. But if it's hutra, it's not ma'aseh Shabbos at all, because there's no avera. In the Baruch Tam is a grace of Chiddush, because according to the Tzad that it's the Chuya, that makes it worse, even though it's Pikuach Nefesh. It's worse than Mizbashel B'Shoigeg. According to Mizbashel, if it's Mizbashel B'Shoigeg, it was cooked B'Shoigeg, Rabbi Yechanan Asander is Moide, that there's no Maaseh Shabbos here. But if it was Mizbashel B'Mezid, but it was for Pikuach Nefesh, so that's considered that there's Maaseh Shabbos here. It's just pushed off because of the chayla. So our second tzad would seem to be borne out by the Baruch Tam, that it's mutter legamre. There's no iser here. It's not ma'aseh Shabbos b'chla. It's b'chla not an aveira. It's not pshat that it's an Avera and we allow the guy to be over the Avera. It's pshat that it's Nishkin Avera. And with this, we can explain Ba'ifin Nifla, the Gemore in Mesechet Zvochim, and the Aflamit Beis Omud Beis. Sham Katuv, Shemitzoyra Shiro Keri. A Mitzayra who had Keri, who had a seminal emission, is not allowed to put his behinos, his fingers, into the and toes into the Azara, even though Mitzayra is allowed to, but he's not allowed to because he's a Keri, and all it's Keri, it's Asa for him. But if the tzibur is tamei meis, and they became zavim, tuma zav, since it's mutter for them to do the carbon tuma, it's tumas meis. Well, it's tumas meis is mutter tzibur. We're also matter the yisur zav. Rav explains the reason. Mitzayro. Heterahu. I'm a tzayra. It's heter. L'ha ishtarai, l'ha l'ha ishtarai. Mitzorah is heter gamur. And therefore we can say, laha for tumas mitzorah ishtarai, and laha for tumas keri lo ishtarai. But tumah is dechuya. Malicha dechuya, malishtei dechiyos. When you're talking about heter, mitzorah is heter, it's only heter for mitzorah, it's not a heter for keri. But tumah in Akrabis Karban Pesach is dechuya. So once I'm being deicher for one thing, why can't I be deicher for a second thing as well? So based on what we said, the explanation is gevaldik. That since gather hutra is that the avera itself is hutra, it's not a din on the gavrit, אם כן בזה לא שרינן אלא מה שמצינו שהותר. So if so, only matir, what we find, was permitted. And therefore, asur isur mitzora, shehutar, hutar. Isur keri de lo hutar, lo hutar. It's not a din on the gavra, it's a din on the avera. So it's pashut. Avera A was permitted, Avera B wasn't permitted. Were we matir? We were matir, the Avera of the Mitzora. We weren't matir, the Avera of the Keri. Because it's a din and the Avera. But when you're dealing with Tumah B'tzibur, that even when you're makar B'tumah, there's still an Isser Tumah, it's a din and the Gavra that we're Deuche. Since B'lav Hochi the Torah says to do the Pesach, even though there's an Isser Tumah. So Mali Chadichuya, Mali Treidichuya. Anyway, the Torah says to be Deucha the Yisr. So once you're ready, Deucha and Yisr, what does it matter from Deucha 1 Yisr? I'm Deucha 2 Yisurim. The Yikr is that I'm being Deucha and Yisr. Deucha, I'm Deucha. So you can be Deucha both Yisurim, the Tumas Mace and the Tumas Ziva. Once you're ready being Deucha, we're Deucha. The Torah says to be Makrav B'Tumah, so B'Koshi, so then we're being Deucha and Yisr. So once you're ready, Deucha 1 Yisr. Bidoch another is anyway, it's not being done optimally, so then just add on another head there. Another dichui, the chia. Mashenkin, when we're dealing with Mitzora, that's we're talking about Hutra, so we're talking about the Etzema Isser. Mitzora was Hutra, the Zelono Gela Kari wasn't Hutra. That's when we're dealing with the Yisr, when we're dealing with the Gavra. Once the Torah already tells the Gavra to do it in a non-optimal way, anyway, you're being Tocha and Yisr, so then be Tocha to Yisr. And what's the difference? That's Pshat in the Gemara. Interesting, the Rishonim talk about whether one essay is doicha two lavs. So they're talking about two lavs that are not made of shame iser. Rav is talking about they have the same shame iser tumah. But akwapana miyos shaminan shebishnei loisiseis neoisa yiser. You can be doicha from one essay. So you see that from this Gemara, because here the iser tumah is nitcha al yidei. Two tumas are the nitcha because of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Okay, so that's one thing we can explain with this yisod. Od yesh leva'er b'yisod hazeh. What the Ran writes in Beitza on page 9b, midape harif, that b'ribu yishi'urim, if one does an iser and then adds on to the share of the iser. So this is an iser d'oraisa. And the Ran asks on himself, what we say there, if the woman can fill up a whole pot of meat, even though she only needs one piece, but she can fill it up with the entire pot of meat. On Yantifs, you see that ribui shi'urim is mutter. And for the Ran, no. Meleches eichel nefesh b'yantif is different. You know why? Because meleches eichel nefesh an yantif is Hutra. It's not the Chuya. Mashenkin Pikoch Nefesh B'Shabbos is the Chuya. So therefore, when it comes to Melechas Eichel Nefesh, we allow Ribui Shiurim. When it comes to Pikoch Nefesh, we don't allow Ribui Shiurim because it's the Chuya. But Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Hutra. Well, B'Pshuto, what's the difference? We ask the Ribui Shiurim. So we're showing that even though it's all one pe'ula, nevertheless, you know how to do the ribui is a malacha. So what does it matter? Whether it's hutra or dechuya, malachas yamtif. Even though it's hutra and yamtif, right? Cooking is hutra and yamtif. What you're adding is aser. You know how to add? And the boy ledasa or samech, that you're chayav achatas and ribui shirim, it's a malacha gemur, like ledasa chasim sefer, chadush and gittin, chasam adbeja, you're not chayav achatas, but still, and this is the raisa, so hui alma. You're doing an Isser and you're adding the Shirim. What does it matter that it's Hutra? What you brought in, put in was Hutra. What you didn't put in wasn't Hutra. Based on our svara, it's nicha meod. It's her geshmak. Why? Because the yisur ribui shiurim is only shayach where the melacha is aser. Just it's mutter for a certain purpose, like pikuach nefesh. And it's sad that it's dechuya. So the melacha itself is aser. Pushed off because of pikuach nefesh, and there, if you're marbish shelo letzorach pikuach nefesh, you're doing a malacha. So when you talk about pikuach nefesh, and if it's only the chuya, what it means is you're doing a malacha asur, but we permit it. As ma pitom, you're going to add on. Adding on is asur. If you're adding on shelo letzorach pikuach nefesh, it's asur with a chatas, without a chatas. But it's aser. But Oichel Nefesh on Yantif, which is Hutra, says no malacha asura. Because the malacha that he's doing is Heter Gamor. So even if you're Marbish Shalot Tzarech, it's not a pula asura. The pula that you're doing is a pula muteris. It's not a malacha. Because that's how we're defining Hutra now. That the pula itself is a pula muteris. In the Mela, if you're Marbish Bishiurim, so you did a pula muteris. Ein lecha shum ba'aya. And that's pshat in the Ran is mechalek that ochel nefesh an yantif is hutra v'lo dechuya. In memela there's no problem of ribui marve b'shiurim like we see in beitza, because the you're doing a mice of heter. The mice itself is a mice of heter. When you talk about pikuach nefesh, your marve for pikuach nefesh, you're adding on to the shir what you don't have to, what you don't need. There it's a malacha asur that we're matir. Ah, the malacha is asur, so we're matir the malacha only for pikuach nefesh. Whatever you add on is going to be aser, because the malacha is batzmus asura, unlike kutcher where the malacha batzmus is muteris. So with our yisod, we're able to explain this ran as well, just like we're able to explain shitas rovo in zvochim. So that's super duper, and now b'siyata d'shmaya. Nehader Anpin, let's go back to the sofik of the Minchas Chinuch that we started with in the first shir, about the Anas, who forces somebody to nevela to eat shviyas. So if we're correct in what we've been saying, so we learn that Pikoch Nefesh, according to Mandar, Pikoch Nefesh is the Gedr Hutra, we have three new halachas. If Pikoch Nefesh is the Gedr Hutra, we have three new halachas, each one more mechudeshes mechaverta. Number one, where the guy is ma'anes, forces a person to be oivin la'veira chamure, going to vashel b'shabbos, according to those who hold that it's hutra. A goy forces a person to be oivin la'veira chamure. A goy forces a person to cook, for example, on Shabbos. Which is hutra. If you hold that for pikoch nefesh is hutra. And he can save himself by eating in a vela. The din is that it's aser for him. To eat in a veli should be over in the Yisr Bishal. Why? Because the gather of Hutra is a din in the mitzvah. The makom bikoach nefesh, there's no avera here. So since he's anus on the shechita, so he should shecht. Melechetz Bishal is Hutra lo, not Yisr Nevela. He's not anus on the Yisr Nevela. Previous year we said that l'man damar davi Hutra is a shir to yaseh, but now we're saying mapitom. Hutra means that it's completely mutter. It's not a malacha b'chlam. So that's not a malacha. The Yisr Nevela is an Yisr. You're just allowed to be over the Yisr for pikoch nefesh, but it's an Yisr. So better do what he's forcing you to do, which is the shechita. The shechitas are the bishul here. The bishul is b'chlam, not an Yisr. They're forcing you, he's forcing him to cook on Shabbos. If he's being forced to cook on Shabbos, he should cook. He should do the cooking. Because that's what he's being forced to, and that's hutcher. What does it mean hutcher? Hutcher means there's no malacha. And now you can get out of it by eating an avela? You can get out of the cooking? No. An avela is an avera. You're just in the pikoch nefesh, bidoch the avera. But the bishul is bechal not an avera, because it's hutra makom pikoch nefesh. If you hold hutra, right? If you hold pikoch nefesh hutra, then it's bechal not a malacha. Is it duot bechal not a malacha? Gedolim izunet seinu meidim. But the goy is ma'anis a person, the goy forces a person to cook on Shabbos, and he can run outside the tchum. Tchum is only in Isra Lab, Bishul is in Isra Skila. They're both mutter by Bikuch Nefesh. That's what the din is. It's usher to run outside the tchum. He's really Isra Bishul. Because he's not anus on the Isra of tchum. He's only anus on the Isra of Bishul. Since he's only anus on the Isra of Bishul, like we saw for a shir with the Ran, you do what you're honest on. Because this is mamish hutra, even though ain't a chinami. Tchum is only alive, and this bishul is a skila, it doesn't matter. But bishul is hutra. Hutra means it's no aveir at all. Not a malach l'chla. Miu, however, we can prove even a bigger chiddush. And when the guy is ma'anis a person to cook on Shabbos, and he could be meratz of the guy by doing an isul d'rabbanon, or running outside the tchum of 2,000 amos was only d'rabbanon, the din is that it's usher for him to be over in isul d'rabbanon. He should be over in the isur of bishul, because he's honest on the bishul. So the bishul is not an avera. The isul d'rabbanon is an isur. Wow. The Yisr Bishul is mutter, not the Tchumen, not even the Derabbanan. So that's all if we assume that all mitzvahs are hutraitzel pikuach nefesh. But if we learn that all mitzvahs are nitchemeitzel pikuach nefesh, the thing would be that you should be over on the Isser Akal and not on the Isser Bishul. Why? Because since the gather of Dechuya is not a din in the mitzvah, that the mitzvah wasn't given Makom Pikuach Nefesh, but rather it's a din on the Gavre, that the Gavra should choose the mitzvah of Achai Behem, Midoch the Avera, so he should do the Yisra Akal. So this is according to the Ran and according to the Raivit that we learned in the previous shir, as from the Tashvitz, that we saw you should do the lighter Yisra. The Ran holds that you should do the lighter Isser. I think I said that wrong before. The Ran holds you should do the lighter Isser, not the lighter Isser you're being forced to do. What case was the Ran talking about? The Ran says that if you have a choice, choyle shesh b'sakana, to eat a tarnagol, shech the tarnagol, or eat a nevela, you should go for the nevela. Why? Because he's anus on the tarnagol. Because the nevela, excuse me, is a lot lesser isser. Since Nevela is a lesser Isser, so Memela, he should eat the Nevela. Sofa, Mailo Nechlen Nevela, which is an Isser Kal. So do the lesser Isser. And we said, in principle, the Ravid agrees with that. So, here also, if you hold that pikuach nefesh is nidche to do the lesser iser, if you hold that pikuach nefesh is nidche, then if you have to push it away with the lighter iser. And everything we just said now is if you hold that pikuach nefesh is hutra. But if pikuach nefesh is dechuya, then do the lighter iser. If pikuach nefesh is hutra, then do the iser that's completely mutter. And not the iser that you can, it will help you avoid doing the iser that's mutter, because the iser that's mutter is an aser anymore. So even though iser number two is lighter than iser number one, but iser number one is an aser if you hold that pikuach nefesh is hutra. So again, we had a case where the guy is forcing him to cook on Shabbos, and he can save himself beating an avela. Cook, because that's hutra. If you can run away from the guy, chutz l'tchum, tchum is a lav, and a bishul, and bishul is yid beis mil. And Bishul is only, and Bishul is a skila, be mevashel, because hutra. You could get around it by doing an issa d'rabbanan, just being by v'orech chutz l'tchum not yud beis am alpayim yud beis elafam v'alpayim am. So if you're only running out of the tchum d'rabbanan, so then, still you should do the Yisr D'Oraisa because it's not Aser. That's all if you hold it's Hutra. But if you hold it's Dechuya, then you go with the Ran and with the Ravid, as the Tashbis understands it. That do the Yisr HaKal, even though you're being forced to do the Yisr HaChamra, but since it's Dechuya, you have to do the lighter Yisr. So do the lighter, whatever the lighter Yisr is, even if you're not being forced on it, whatever you can do to do the lighter Yisr, you should do. Now, earlier on, we discussed a case where a person's anus an avera derabanan chamura, and he can save himself by doing an avera derabanan kala. And we said that according to Minchas Chinuch, even in such a case, it's talna machlokes ravid and ran. That according to the ravid, you have to do what you're being forced to do the chamura. As the Menchus Chircha understands the Ravid. According to the Ra, no. Do the Aver Derabanan Akala. However, based on what we're saying now, it would depend. If we say, Alasir Derabanan Rigedo Hutra, Shebe Makom Sakana, Logazru Chachamim. So the din is they have to be over on the Chamer, and it's also to be over on the Kal. Because the Chamer is Hutra, the Kal isn't. The Kulyam be over in the Chamer. But we said in the previous year that even according to the Magen Avram, Issurei Derabbanan are only begetter the Chuya. That Issurei Derabbanan are also begetter the Chuya. Not only Issurei Deraisa possibly, but even Issurei Derabbanan are begetter the Chuya. So then you would be over on the on what's more kal, because like the Ran says, and we said that's also pshat in the Ravid, according to the Tashbits, you have to do the lighter iser. There's no hutra here, but if you hold there's hutra, if the Rabbanans are hutra, then do the more chamer iser. Even though you're being forced to do the lighter, do the more chamer iser, because that's what you're being forced to do, and that's completely mutter. And don't do the lighter iser, because the more chamer iser is what's hutra. But if you hold there's the chuya, then do the lighter iser. So the great Gaon of Avraham Genachovsky proves from the Mishnah LeMelech in a sefer Parshas Drochim, B'derech HaChaim, B'drush Yutes, who asks about what we're mistapik in Yuma Pegimel Amar Aleph, B'choyle sheyesh boi yesh lefan of Dogon, Tevel. Gemara has a shayla, if he has Tevel, should he eat the Tevel? Or is it better to be mafresh Truma and then eat it as Truma? Or should he eat it as Tevel? Is Tevel is more as a chisr that's more chum, or is Truma nisr that's more chum? So the Gemara is shayla. For the Mishnah Melech, even on the tzad that Truma is an isr chamor, why shouldn't they be mafresh the Truma and be mevatel the Truma b'roiv chulin? In other words, be mafresh truma, and then mix it back in with the chulin, and then terrific. Now you have all chulin. You're right in vad l'nisla chatchila, but it's only nisla rabbanan. You vad l'nisla chatchila. Daraisa, you're fine, and here you save yourself from eating an any avera daraisa. Otherwise, you're going to either eat truma or tevel. So why don't you mevatel it? So says Rav Avraham, that we see from the Mishnah, the Parashas Drachim's Kasha, that not like the Minchas Chinuch, was that according to the Ravid, you should be over in the Chomer, not in the Kal. Because neither in the Mishnah Lamelech, he's on a Sala Achila, not in the Bidl Truma. So how do we allow him to do an Avera? Ech Natil Lo, the Batil Truma B'chulin. He's Anus on the Achila. So you have to let him eat either the Truma or the Tevel. But he's not honest b'chal to be mevatel truma b'chulin, so how can you allow him to do the Yisra Rabbanan? However, we can possibly be doiche this proof and say that the nidon of the Minchas Chinuch is different. The nidon of the Minchas Chinuch, we're talking about someone who's being forced to a more chamer aveira, he's being forced to eat an aveila, and therefore that's what was permitted to him. But he wasn't forced on the kala, on the shvius. Therefore, he shouldn't have the shvius. So that's what, according to the Minchas Chinuch's understanding of the Ravid, only do what you're being forced to do, and not anything else. But in the end of the Mishnah Melech, he's not honest on this or that. Not in the chamur, not the kala. What's he being honest? He's honest that he's a cholam mesukan. So if he's a cholam mesukan, so his life is in danger. So do the lighter iser. He's not honest to eat truma or tevel. He's honest that he's sick. So if he's honest that he's sick, so just do the lighter iser, which is to be mafresh and then be mevatel the truma b'chulin. So to summarize us on what we learned, the Minchas Chinuch is mistapek. If somebody is anus al yidei goy to eat an avela, he could appease the goy by eating shvius, which is an avera kala min avela. It's only in Isser Essay. Should we be matrim to eat an avela? He writes that it's totally in the machlokes raivit ran, b'mashe shechtem l'choyle b'shabbis. And we don't give him an avela. The Ravid writes, since B'yom Chol, we would have shechted for him, and he wouldn't have eaten the nevela. So it turns out that he's not honest on the nevela. We're not interested in giving him a nevela. We're interested in giving him kosher meat. So it's Shabbos that's standing in our way, and therefore you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and allowed to give him a nevela, since our honest is Shabbos. And the Ran argues, no. Sof, give him the Yisr Kal, give him the Nevela. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that same so too. When the guy is forcing him to eat the Nevela, don't worry, we'll go off to the Shvius. That's not what your onus is on. And the Ran says, no, just do the lighter Yisr. We asked why he has to be makdim. Whereas he was makdim, that pikuach nefesh is dechuya. Why does he have to be makdim? Even if it's sutra, what's the difference? It would be the same suffix. The Ran would hold to the lighter asir, and the Ravid would hold, no, to the asir you're being forced to do. So he said no, because from the Ran, you can learn two nakudas. A, he doesn't agree with the Ravid, that when he's honest on the Shechita, not in the Nevela, he should do the Shechita. He holds, you have two possibilities, Shechita and Nevela, do the Nevela. And also, Pikuach Nefesh is the Begedra Dechuya, if we say it's Hutra, so the Rashba writes, there's no din of Akala Kal Tchila. Because it's Hutra. According to this, and it's in the tzad that it's Hutra, you do whatever you want. Because Midivrei Aran, you have two possibilities. You can have the Nevela, or you can do the Shechita if it's Hutra. So you have two possibilities. If it's Hutra, you could do either one. The only thing is the Ran was Machriya, that there's Mishum Akala Kal Tchila. That means it's Tchuya. And that means that you have to do the lighter one. But if we would say Hutra, you'd have a choice of what to do. That's why it had to be Makdim, that it's Tchuya, because if it was Hutra, you have a choice. They're both Mutter. Here's a Shiyir Tzayasin. Pikuach Nefesh Begeder Hutra, do whatever you want. It's Hutra. But if it's Tehuya, Bekoshi, we're Matirits, and then do the lighter one. Then we said we can be Motzi Tunafka Minas Lahalacha. When the guy is forcing him to be over in an Isra Torah, and he can save himself by doing an Isra Rabbana Lakuli Alma, he should be over in Isra Rabbana and the Isra Torah. Find that even when he was already over B'shogeg and Nistar, he can be Matzah, so the Nistar Rabbanan, he has to do so. Shabbos Dalet Amud Aleph, when he's Madik Bas B'tanur, so you allow Radiyas HaPasur, he's Nistar Rabbanan. So you allow Nistar Rabbanan to save from an Nistar Raisas, so too, where you weren't yet there, you're ready over. Here, when you're ready over, you didn't do any Maisa yet, and you can be over in an Nistar Rabbanan, and you won't be obligated to be over in Nistar Torah. You have to be over in Nistar Rabbanan. Kule Alma, because now you have a Derabbanan against the Torah. So do the Derabbanan, don't be over on the Isra Torah. And we said, even by Isra Derabbanan, we find an Isra Kal V'chamur. Because we see that Shavuos. Is more chamor than an Isra Rabbanan of Nevela. Because Shabbos is skiladik, and therefore the Rabbanan of Shabbos is going to be more chamor than Nevela, which is only a lav, than an Isra Rabbanan of Nevela, which when on a daraisa level it's only a lav. So if somebody's anus to be over in a Dvera Rabbanan chamura, and he can sell himself by doing a Dvera Rabbanan akal, that'd be Tali in the Machlokas Ravid and Ran. Because he has to do what he's being forced to do. That's when you're both on the level of the Derabbanan. When you're level of Daraisa versus Derabbanan, do the Derabbanan. We are on the level, they're both Derabbanan, so then the Ran would say, do the lighter Derabbanan. The Ravid would say, no, do what you're being forced to do. And then there's a shaila, maybe by Isurim Derabbanan, it's completely hutra b'etzel pikuach nefesh. Because b'makom sakana lo gazu rabbanan, and therefore you should do whatever you want to do. You have a choice to either is Derabbanan, or the Magen Avraham, we see now like that, by Isurim Derabbanan, there's a gather of the chuya, and therefore do the lighter isur according to the Ran. And then we saw the tashbits that had a different pshat in the Ravid. It's not pshat to do what you're forced to do if there's a you have two Doraisas in front of you, because here you have two Chilulei Shabbos in front of you. Because you still have to cook the Nevela. So this is anyway after Michal Shabbos. So Shabbos is like Chol. So don't go after other Asurim. Just do what you're being forced to do. And what's he being told to do? He's being told to Shecht. So just do what you're being told to do. So that's when anyway he's being over two equal Asurim. But if you have a Kal and a Chomer, like Havara v'Tchumin, which are both the Surah Losa Selam and Amra Havar Lalav Yatsas. You have to be over on the Kal, even according to the Ravid. And in the Safik of the Minchas Chinuch of the Nevel and Shavias, that's not Shaykh the Surah of the Taishbitz, because here you're dealing with two different Isurim, level Isurim, so you should be over on the Shavias, not in the Nevela. And then we explained Pshat in the, what's the difference between Hutra and Dukhuya, that Dukhuya is that the Isur is Bekoshi Nitcha, and Hutra is that it's completely Mutter for you. There's no Isser at all. Not that it's completely mutter for you. According to one side, we said that Tuchuyah is the Isser is Bekoshi Nidche, and then the other side is that the Isser is Hutter. And we said a different pshat would be that either the Isser is Bekoshi Nidche, it's Koya ala Isser, but the, the Isser is, according to the first side, we said that they're both a din in the Avera. They're both a din in the Gavra. That if you, according to the first sad, the Gavra, either Bekoshi, we allow him to be Docha, or we allow him to be Docha B'Shufi, very easily. According to the other side, we said, no. Hutra is not a din of the Gavra, it's in the Avera. There's no Avera at all. And the Chuya is in the Gavra that we were Koshi Matrim to be over, but there's an Avera, still an Avera. And with this, we explain to the Gemara in Vachim, with pshat mitzora teiruhu, la'ashtri la'lo ishtri, that's when it comes to a mitzora, it was also a carry, only this and not that, because this iser is hutra, not that one, because it's koyala iser. There's no avera by a mitzora, but there's an avera by a carry to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas tum is dechuya, so once we're ready decha, we're the iser, what does it matter? One dechuy, two dechuyim. Because you can't say that the Isser is complete, because we're talking about the person. The person anyway is doing it because she's doing it with a Dichiyah, so do it with another Dichiyah. But it's not pshat that the Isser is completely mutter. If the Isser is completely mutter, then Isser A is completely mutter, Isser B isn't. And we saw a number of Chedushim. If you hold Pikoach Nefesh as Hutra, then in those instances where one is being told that he should do an Avera Chamura and he can get out of it by doing an Avera Kala, let's say the Avera Chamura is Bishul, which is Hutra, and he can save himself baiting an Avela, you should do the Bishul, because there's no Aver of Bishul, there is an Aver of Nevela. And when you can run outside the Tchum, don't do it. Because running outside the Tchum is Aser, and the Bishul isn't, because that's permitted to him. And even if Tchum is the Rabbana, Tchum Apayim, Ama also. It's Hutra. Do what's Hutra to you now. What's still an Aver and it's Mutra Altpikov Nefesh. And that's all if we hold that mitzvahs are hutru, but if we hold nidche, if we hold the chuya, then be over the lighter iser. If it's the chuya, be over on the lighter iser. Because the gavra has to choose the lighter iser. Being when he's docha the avera. And then we saw the Chiddush of the of Avraham Ginachovsky, a person in the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha, that the person can eat either tevel or truma for pikuach nefesh. Gemara declare, what should he do? Why not just be mevatel? Why not just be mafresh and then be the truma and then be mevatel? And he's only being an over in his derabanan. So from that kasha, you see now like this for Minchas Chinuch. Because he yields according to the Ravid, be over in the Yisra HaChomer. And not in the Kaal, because here he's honest he's honest on the Achila. He has to eat, he's not honest on Bittel Truma. And yet the Mishnah Melech is saying, be mevatel the Truma. So it's not like the Ravid says, do what you're being forced to do. And here the illness is forcing him to eat, not to be mevatel. So it must be that the Mishnah Melech holds not like the Svarad Minchas Chinuch. Mishnah Melech holds, according to Minchas Chinuch, just do the aveir you're being forced to do, which is the achila, and therefore the Gemara says, should I eat truma or tevel? And according to the Mishnah Melech, it's not like that. According to the Mishnah Melech, just be mevatel, even though you're not honest on that. Be mevatel the yisr, be over in yisr rabbanim, be mevatel yisr. But we were doicha that, and we said no. There it's different because in Minchas Chinuch's case, he's honest. He's being forced by the guy to do an Isser Chamer. That's Chamer Yosser, so don't do the lighter Isser. But here, he's not being forced to eat. He's sick. So, he's not being forced to eat Tevel or Truma. He's sick. To do the lighter Isser, it's a Cholam Sukkah, and that's the illness. It's not Tevel, and it's not eating Tevel, and it's not eating Truma. It's not eating that's the illness, it's the sickness. So, if he's sick, do whatever he can to minimize the Isser. So, of course, it goes without saying that there's so much more to say. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zeuche, Hamshich Ba'ayin Ba'sugiyah Zo, Vilmor Ulam Elishma V'Las L'Kaim's Kol Rizam Terasa Bi'Ahavu. And we should always remember that Soiv Dover, HaKol Nishma, V'es Elokim Yiro, V'es Mitzvois of Shmor, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.